This is a HeadGum Original.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
You've caught me with my drawers down. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available on the entire internet. I'm Manu Agapian. My bosom is heaving as I'm here with my amazing special guest, longtime friend, comedian, movie star. I just, one of the best fucking people this earth has to offer. It's Nico Santos.
Hello.
Nico, hi.
Good morning.
Morning, bitch.
Morning, babe.
It's so good to see you. I'm really loving that we're seeing more of each other these days.
I know.
Isn't that fun?
I'm glad we've like reconnected, you know.
We have.
I feel like I saw a lot of you like when we first met, and then
I know
life happened, and then now we're like hanging out more, and I do enjoy it. Well,
it's because also you're an amazing host and you actually invite people to your fucking house and you have cute parties with Zeke and it's wonderful.
Well, it's basically just like I'm old and I don't want to go out anymore.
Yes.
So I just want people to come to me.
People. You bring people to you.
Yeah. Come to my house. It's a nice house. Let's hang. And then
really, when we're done hanging out. Go away.
Get the fuck out of here.
I fucking love that. This reminds me, I have to, just so I can have this documented somewhere. You know, we met when you were like doing CBS showcase and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it brings me so much joy because I remember that time you were living in West Hollywood in an apartment. And at the time, you were the only one unsure of your impending success. Like, everyone around you was like, bitch, you're the shit. And you were like, I don't know if I am. And Nico, it brings me so much joy to know you were wrong. Like,
I still feel that way.
The imposter syndrome
is strong with this one.
Well, imposter syndrome truly is like herpes. It's everywhere.
It's bad. I mean, obviously certain days are better than others, but like, yeah, there's certain days I look around, I'm just like, look what I fucking did. And then certain days I'm just like, they're gonna find out. Hollywood's gonna find out that I'm just a piece of shit and they're gonna take it all away from me.
No, I don't think they're going to, unfortunately. Unfortunately for you, I think you're a little too talented, my dear.
Well, I just wanna keep on working, so.
Yeah. That's it. I just want to say it brings me a lot of joy to see you killing it.
Thank you, babe.
You're on 8 million things, but I wanted you to plug something later, but is there anything we need to plug right now where we can go watch you on our screens right now?
Well, I mean, like, right now, I mean, you can catch me on, The Re-Education of Molly Singer, which is this really funny indie comedy that I filmed like 3 years ago, just came out on Netflix.
And it's actually, as of yesterday
when we looked, it was like top 9 movies in the US right now.
Ooh.
Which for a small independent film that, you know, we made the movie. It was a labor of love for everybody. We just had a lot of fun.
Work.
You know, it's like doing well on Netflix. So we're very happy about it.
I'll put the link in the pod description. So click below, you whores, and check that out. Right here, right here. Nico, also another question. There's no way you're watching it, but you should probably check out UK versus the World season two.
Hold on.
What?
This thing says mute on top.
Does it? I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay, so it's recording, but like my screen says mute.
Your screen says mute.
Yes.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. But it doesn't say, okay. Like it doesn't have the little cross, the slashy thing.
The slashy thing. Say more.
You know, that red slash thing. That's like, that says, you know, when you click like the mic.
Uh-huh.
Or the stop video, then it'll have the red slash across it.
It says mute on your microphone thing?
Like the mic graphic underneath it says mute.
Okay. So I wonder if I'm hearing you, because I'm hearing you. You just might not, I might not be hearing you through your microphone, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Listen. Fuck it. I can hear you though, which means I have to be recording something.
You're recording. Sorry, people. I'm old and I don't fare well with technology. So
they've made it hard. They made it hard. They could have made it easier.
I don't understand. I can't keep up with the technology and the kids these days. They're just like, they do it so fast.
No, it's bad.
I tried to make a reel the other day and it took me 2 hours and a friend of mine did it in 15 seconds. Anyway, we digress.
Fuck my life. No, I get you. It's so listen to you. Okay, you need to watch UK versus the World too. You need to check it out.
I just started.
Okay.
So I just saw the first episode.
How good is Marina Summers?
Well, listen, I mean, excellence. I had no doubts. My Filipina queen, my fellow countryman,
I know.
Was going to kick some butt on that competition.
I was going to say, how happy does it make you to watch a Filipina, like, actually embarrass these girls? Embarrass.
You know, it's really wonderful to see because, you know, I grew up in the Philippines. You know, I moved to the U.S. as a teenager, and I was too young to sort of really be immersed and participate in much of the queer culture that was going on in the Philippines. So to sort of like, as an adult, see that there's a vibrant queer culture, drag culture happening in the country, and it's like celebrated, and, you know, our queens are going international now and getting recognition. It's like, it's great. It's like, it's really wonderful to see.
It's fucking cool. She's unbelievable. She's unbelievable. She's so shockingly gorgeous and so shockingly talented.
Yeah.
I need to watch drag. I didn't watch the second season of Philippines, and everyone tells me, what the fuck are you doing? You need to watch it.
I know. Same. I need to get caught up.
Now we'll talk about one of the 800 seasons happening this year. Let's talk about season 16. We were texting. You've been catching up on it. What are your impressions on season 16 so far at the beginning of this episode?
You know, Dave, and my husband Zeke, like, was someone who clued me into this. Is like they're including a lot of sort of like gameplay within the competition, like the survivory gameplay within the competition.
Yes, they're trying to steal some survivor tips.
Yeah, which sometimes makes it interesting, and sometimes I think distracts from the drag and the performance. You know, because then it becomes about the game and rather than the drag of it. But this particular season, I don't know. I am not a fan of like mean queens or villains.
Talk to me. Neither am I.
You know, plain Jane.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Listen.
Let's talk about it.
Is she a good drag queen? Yes. She puts on some looks and she's got some
very polished,
talented, but I'm not a fan of this sort of like move of like, I'm just going to be cunty and that's a personality, because it's not
a personality. And also it's not like funny or tongue in cheek or like trying to, you know, sometimes if someone's a bitch, but they're actually saying like, girl, like put your drag together. But she's not saying that. She's not.
I saw a meme that said Plain Jane is just Kirkland's signature Jimbo.
Woo!
And I'm like, that is an insult to Costco.
Wow!
If anything, she's like great value Jimbo.
Girl! I'm going to say Dollar General Jimbo.
Dollar General, yeah. Jimbo meets Katya, right?
I think she's a bitch, right? So she'll get why we're being a bitch to her.
Yeah. Don't dish it if you can't take it.
Exactly. Exactly. If you can't. Yeah. And let me dogpile because I smell a stunt because like last episode, she was saying like her dolls were taken away by her strict father.
Oh.
And this episode, she's talking about how she was a ballroom dancer wearing sequins at 9 years old. So which is it? Quickly. Which one is it, babe?
Exactly.
Which one is it? I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a fucking second.
She's lived a life. I know. That's so funny because we were all watching last night. Or was it last night? Was that last night? When she
it was last night. Yeah.
And all of us were like, no, girl, we're not buying this. We're not buying this.
She knows how to produce herself, you know? Yeah.
And it was also kind of great to see, like last night, you know, like people were sort of like giving her shit and throwing her shade. And I think that's the thing that, like, you know, like people were giving plain Jane shade, and it was in a shady, fun way where everybody's sort of like in on the joke and they're sort of dragging her and they're being really clever about it. But when Plain Jane does it, she just centers on somebody and she just is mean and just nothing playful or witty or inventive about her takedown. She's just punching down for the sake of punching down.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, you know.
That's the last thing we need any more of in the queer community. Like, yeah.
And here we are punching down the
here we are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Look, this is what she wants. This is what she wants. Look, she's winning because we're talking about her. And frankly, we're spending more time talking about her than the talents of these just talented, nice queens.
Well, because I'm just like, why is she getting so much real estate where I feel like Nymphy and Wind is getting like not enough.
She is not. She was so quiet in this episode. But you know what? My honest gut says she is the Sasha Velour of this season. Like, quiet edit and then total winner, you know?
It's very clear that her level of artistry is like so far above beyond than some of the other queens in the season.
Yes. And I wish, because she's a kook and she's delightful. And I wish they would just give more real estate to that.
Like, I know, like that. I mean, like, I feel like Nymphy Wind is weird in a very genuine, like, that's really who she is. And I feel like Plain Jane's weirdness is an act because she's like, oh, I don't know. She's like, oh, that worked for Jimbo. I guess I'm just going to do.
Yeah.
You know, that flavor. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's so weird. It's something about it is so bizarre. And so I've watched Drag Race, so I'm going to be a character on Drag Race, which unfortunately is the new norm. Which is why a freak like Nymphia is so refreshing, because I don't think she's trying to do anything. She's just being
herself,
weird.
I feel. Yeah. I mean, that whole challenge last night, you know, I know she didn't write it, but like she really, you know, grabbed it and ran with it. That she pine-toned weirdness. It was.
Let's get into it. Last week, Q finally wins. My God, there's been so much talk about Q in this edit. It's a lot of Q.
Okay, so I can't like not talk look at me. Q. Every time I look at Q, I just think it's Colton Haynes. I think it's the eyebrows.
Oh
it's
my
the,
God.
It's the eyebrows and the bone structure.
You're so right.
I mean, they're both very handsome guys, and I think they just have the same. Yeah, am I lying?
I see Mr. Clean. No, you're right. I just keep seeing Mr. Clean.
Am I like, oh, look same? You know, is that what's happening right now?
You think we're giving some reverse racism?
Yeah, some reverse all look same moments.
I've been guilty of the same. I called Plasma Plain Jane and Plain Jane Plasma. Oops.
Honestly, the first week I was like, I was like, oh, it's Q. No, that's Dawn.
No, I think she just looks like Mr. Clean's faggy little son. That's what I think Q looks like. But no, I get it. I fully get it.
Yeah. Mr. Jeez. Queen, okay?
Mr. Queen! it's a dumb fun time. She wins, thank God. Hopefully we can talk to the other girls because her edit has taken up so much space this season. I'm winning. Okay, I did love Dawn being called Buzz Lightyear. Work, Megami.
Wait, what? I missed that.
Megami says, Buzz Lightyear? You won, look, or like you were in the top looking like Buzz Lightyear. And I was like, that's very funny, Megami. That's very. Do you also notice that Megami always looks like she just ate spaghetti? Like she always has a circle of pinkness around her mouth that looks like she is a child who ate SpaghettiOs.
Yeah. When she's not in drag, I love the too short.
Yes.
Eyebrows.
Yes.
You know, it looks like she got like two Hitler mustaches on her.
Bye. Bye.
I'm sorry. Dead. Charlie Chaplin mustaches. Charlie. let's not, you know.
Let's not get canceled.
Yeah.
That's really fucking funny, Nico. Also, oh my God, I tell you this other, my friend has this perfect theory. Shout out to Gilly Nassim, and it is going to kill you. Gilly, my lovely friend, comedian, Gilly, amazing I love Gilly. Person. We love Gilly.
Yeah.
She has a theory that's going to change the way you view the season.
Okay.
She's like, I think Maya Iman LePage is secretly 14 years old, which explains her braces. It explains her quietness. It explains her inability to talk to RuPaul. She's 14.
That explains when they were like, do a Cher impression. She's like, yes. I'm Cher.
Oh, great. She's 14. No one's going to convince me different.
I mean, I think that tracks.
I think it fully tracks. Yeah. Okay, let's get into our mini. Do they do a mini challenge or no? It was like musicals are drama. No.
I think it was just a
rusical. Rusicals are drama. Get in there. Let's talk about the dishing and stealing of roles. What role would you want in this rusical, Nico? What would you take?
Listen, I was in the production of Sound of Music in high school.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I was.
Amazing.
When I discovered the theater department in high school. And they cast me as a Nazi. And the Sound of Music.
And that's camp. That's camp.
You know, I wouldn't have. Plasma did an amazing job, mm-hmm. and it could have backfired. That maneuver could have backfired. But I think she knew, she's like, I'm the musical theater queen in this bunch, so I'm just really gonna go for it. I would have maybe done Mother Superior, like one of the smaller roles. We can just like.
Go with a in, punch.
Do your thing, you know, yeah. get the big moment, then it's sort of like peace out, you know.
Mother Superior is good because it's medium sized in a way that you could still win the challenge.
Yeah.
Cause my conspiracy theory is if you take a small part, you cannot win this challenge. And that's fine.
Right.
That's fine.
Right.
But you're delusional if you think you're gonna take the back part and have a chance winning this. It's just not possible.
It's not. If there's not at least like one punchy moment in that small part, then it's just not going to happen. Which I think I saw like a clip where, who was it? BBL Queen.
Oh yeah. Morphine.
When she was like, I'm pissed that you won. Cause you know, I could have done what you did if I just, you know, like, stuck to my guns and stuck to the role, and I could have won or something.
Right, and it's like, could it's you?
Like, you know, like you two are very. I'm sure she could have done a good job, but you know, they're very different queens, and I think
they're very different.
Plasma, you know, this was like a campy musical theater role, and I think Plasma, you know, did her thing.
Plasma slayed it. Like as much as, you know, obviously the edit, it's almost like the show doesn't want us to like her the way they're editing her. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they keep showing her like Milhousing on our screens. they don't want us to like her, but she's clearly very, very talented. But yeah, Morphine could not have done what Plasma did. I just don't believe it. I think Morphine's wonderful.
No, it's not that we didn't think she would do a good job, but you know, like they're very apples and.
Yes, yeah. It's completely different. Can we please stop doing rock, paper, scissors on this show? Can we get rid of the rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah.
Less of that. Less.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I'm usually like not, the rusical is not my favorite challenge in this show because a lot of it sort of hinges on how well the Rusical
is
which written. Is not up to the queens, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes, so some Rusicals are better than others and serves the contestants better than others. And I think this one was one of the better ones, definitely.
I really liked this episode, I have to say. I always go in a little scared that I'm going to watch a 14-minute Rusical of like strange songs. I'm a little scared, but I thought this was a great episode. And I mean, like, good drama. I thought a lot of the songs were kind of really fun and catchy, even though they were like from the Eurovision Song Contest, which we'll get to. I was like, what? This is wild. I kind of love it. Okay, in fact, let's talk about that. But first, silence, Nico. I feel like taking a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, do you hear that? Do you hear that hot breath coming off of my chest? Because I got a lot of things to say. I swallow some things, and no, stop it. That's not funny, okay? Save it for the main stage of Drag Race. I swallow a lot of things like stress and like when people are being rude to me and when like I can just like navigate. That's kind of one of my issues as a person. Like I navigate issues by just swallowing it all, taking it in, and being the quote-unquote bigger person. Guess what? Getting things bottled up is not good for you. It affects you negatively because, mama, the body keeps the score. Ting, ting, okay? Your body is that NFL scoreboard, honey. And therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest. So why not work through whatever's weighing you down with the help of BetterHelp? I benefited so much from therapy, and I cannot express enough how important it is to have a regular practice of sharing your feelings. BetterHelp makes it so much easier, you know, because they have a broad range of therapists all over the world. You can conveniently connect with them on chat, on video, on text. I think you should really think about giving BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Honey, don't swallow that. Stop it. Don't you dare swallow that. You need to get that off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. Ooh, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. My break. We're back in. We're watching them still like have drama over the roles. Obviously, a lot of people want the lead, but just as much as they fight for them, Plasma swears to be a bitch. She's not letting go of this part. She gets the lead that she wants.
She's like a dog with a bone. Just like, yeah.
Mm-mm. She's not budging.
Don't put Plasma in a corner.
What is going to happen? Let's a little bit of a, like, what is Plasma's story? Is Plasma going all the way, or are they just going to cut her short? Like, they're just going to kill her. Even though she has two wins, they're going to kill her at some point. I feel it.
I mean, I feel like it's at this point, it's too early to tell, you know, but she's definitely one of the stronger queens.
She's really talented. Yeah. I really like her. I'm just trying to figure out like what's heads or tails people.
Yeah. I mean, they're all got their strengths and, you know, I like, you know, just me being like Miss Congeniality. They're all good. I love all their, you know, they all have their things to offer, but it's true. I mean, each queen is sort of like, has her strengths but I don't know.
There was talk of Tsunami crushing on Plain Jane. What did you think about that? One of the girls was like, girl, Tsunami's just crushing on Plain Jane. She's over there sniffing panties.
I mean, Plain Jane is a good looking guy.
Very good looking.
Very good looking. I just wish she wasn't such a,
you know. Rotted
guy. Yeah. I just like, be nice, girl. It's just, ugh. And I know some people are just like, no, we love the meanness. I'm like, this is just not my cup of tea. Sorry.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. There's something so gutter butt about her trolling the entire cast. Because it's like, God, there's something strange about it. It's like, okay, what I love about other villains like your Gia Guns is it comes from such a raw, real place. Like Gia is unwell, and I love that. But Plain knows better. Which is what something's strange about it. Like Plain knows this is bad behavior, but she's just like, whatever, I'm going to be on TV.
Maybe they're setting her up for a redemption arc.
Oh, God. And,
you know, but you know, they tried to do that with Fifi O'Hara and it didn't work.
It sure didn't.
She came back and she was still as rotten as ever.
It did not work. That was so funny. No. Oh my God. The moment where she like, she's like, I didn't want to hug you because I didn't want to cry. That was such an iconic Drag Race moment. Adam Shankman, Broadway legend, is giving them the choreo. Are you good at choreo?
I used to be better, but you know, but now my old joints are, they're like, don't make us do that.
Yeah. I love that truth. It used to be better.
I used to dance all the time, but you know, like 45, my hips and my joints, my shoulders are just not doing so well. So.
Now you're chasing Boniva with prep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's a lot to be on both. I'm with you, sister.
If I don't stretch before a workout, it's game over. It's
just... I'm 100% with you. And now it's like I do a 30-minute workout, and I'm like, I feel as if I've run the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, sore for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good.
Melissa McCarthy. Yeah, I forgot.
This was cute.
It was very cute, and her message was so touching, and
it really was.
Yeah, and it felt really genuine. It didn't feel like she was just, you know, let me give you a speech. So that was really, really sweet.
I love her. I love that she was like, I will only be here for 40 minutes, but.
Yeah. This is all you get.
I will stop your rehearsal to say the nice thing. And then I have to go back to my life. I'm so sorry. I am a millionaire. I do have to leave.
Amazing.
The baby bells. Remember
the baby bells.
Yes. This was really fun.
I mean, baby bells, solid snack.
So it's a great snack. Yeah. Who got money for this Baby Bell appearance?
This is product placement, definitely.
You could tell they're tired too because the way they're holding on to these baby bells, you know what I mean? Like the way the queens are like, oh my God, oh, this is good. Like they're tired.
This is the only protein we've had in 3 days.
Okay, great. Let's see what happens in the workroom. Of course, Plasma has a lot on her plate. Mm-hmm. We learn about Plain Jane. Did we learn anything about Dawn's world? We learned about Maya. Who knows?
What is this? Safira. I love Safira when she becomes, you know, mother to all of them. And
I do too. She's the fucking best. Yeah. She's also in my top two. She could win it for me as well.
Yeah. For me, right now, it's Safira and Nymphia.
Mm-hmm. Same. What a top two.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the main stage. Rue looks awesome. I love how fucking weird this outfit is.
Yeah. like, what is this, texture and pattern and color?
I know. This puffy flower bosom, these checkers. This
Michelle looks great as well.
Michelle always looks sickening.
Yeah, she does.
And here we are in the Sound of Ruzick opening at the Abbey. Boo! Don't, ew! Y'all!
At the Abbey. I mean, they had to. It's the pun of it all.
I guess, yeah, you're right. It's a perfect pun. Yeah, I guess I just felt like it was tone deaf with the Abbey these days. Check the news. Google the Abbey.
Canceled the Abbey? What happened?
They're slightly canceled.
I don't go out anymore.
They're likely canceled because all tea is there's just like a really troubling history of individuals being roofied at the Abbey and the Abbey doing nothing about it.
I think did hear about this.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Anywho,
bye, Abbey.
Bye, Abby. Okay, so here we are opening on our nuns. What'd you think about this trio performing together, Morphine, Saphira, and of course Maya?
I mean, Saphira was great. Saphira really, you know, did her thing with this part, and I thought it was super funny.
I know, hard to outshadow.
I do love when drag queens do that lip quiver.
Oh,
like,
man,
when they lip sync, one of my favorite like classic drag queen moves.
It's a great classic move.
Yeah, and she did great, And the two other queens are kind of.
I know.
It's hard when you have those smaller parts. You just don't stand up.
It's hard because Morphine was like on the money. Mm-hmm. Like Maya was a little bit, like they said, kind of like at like.
Counting the steps in her head. And yeah.
Yes. Like looking like she's in a kiddie pool with an alligator. She was just like kind of scared in the eyes.
Yeah.
But. Again, it's just like outshining Saphira is just like going to be really fucking hard when you're in the trio. And it's written for her to have, she's the mother of this trio.
To have the moment. Yeah.
That's hard.
But, you know, Morphine looks great.
Morphine looks really good. I'm curious to see what her story is because, my God, she's been doing good. I want her to be meaner. Honestly, here's your story, Morphine. Shut Plain Jane down. Because I think Morphine could be mean in a meaningful way.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. It's just like, listen, if you're going to place Plain Jane as the villain in the season, I just don't like her getting away with it. People need to give it back to her. And like, don't let her treat other people like shit that way. Like,
I know. That's why that's such a shame Amanda left. Because Amanda was like, what do you want from me? What the fuck? And they're like, now everyone else is just like letting her, like, now when you just let a toddler behave poorly and you're just like, she'll run out of steam. Yeah. Just ignore her.
I'm actually sad that Amanda left because I felt like they were maybe setting her up for like the arc that Crystal Method had where she started off sort of weaker as a weaker queen and then listened to all the critiques that the judges had to say. And by the end of it, like just improved and improved and improved and became, you know, one of the top. Because I think that Amanda is talented, but just simply like she's just not completely there yet, and I wanted her to sort of see that journey of her sort of getting to the end and getting to that place.
I know. Where she
really refines her drag and becomes sensational.
Yes, I fully agree. I think she was so cool and. Justice for the Nest look. I thought the Nest look was cool.
Yes.
Can't drag be fun and weird anymore?
Yeah.
Apparently no. Apparently no. but hey.
These three girls.
We're at the next stage of this incoherent plot. And we have Megami, we have Nymphia, and we have Dawn playing these like Von Schnapp sisters. I forget what they call them.
They're the weird sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, this is, I mean, I feel like Nymphia was the standout in this trio, so.
Nymphia's just delightful. I mean, it is the funniest part, to be fair. The girl who's derailing the song to just talk about fucking pine cones is the best part.
It's
the best part.
Yeah, be the weirdest person in the room.
Yes, with the most genuinely weird person in the room. But look at her face. They all did good, and I have to say, in Megami's defense, she didn't do bad at all.
She didn't. I understand the critique of like she delivered her punchline and kind of like, you know, stepped back a little bit. But I thought she looked great and she did great as well.
they did want her dead.
Yeah.
Jason Voorhees and a teen virgin, she was going to die today. Like, she was going to die. Bye.
Dead.
What were you going to say?
I want to hear your thoughts on this. Like,
yes,
they really loved Q in this challenge.
Right. And
while I thought that Q's look as the Baroness and runway spectacular.
Sure.
In the challenge.
Yes. Well, they gave her a part where she didn't have to walk. Like, yeah. It's so funny that I remember in the rehearsal, they were like, uh-oh, you better nail these dance moves. And then I was like, I didn't see her dance.
But then she didn't, they were probably just like, she can't do it, so she's not going to do it.
And
figure something out. Yeah.
Okay. I love the bit of this train of this like shawl. Why didn't anyone trip, Nico? Like, why was there no physical comedy to match the
missed opportunity. Missed opportunity.
Wouldn't you have, if you were there, would you have not? Yeah. Wouldn't you have lost your mind to be like, why didn't anyone trip?
You could have
why
tripped. Somebody could have get caught up in it. And
yes. Mummy up someone like a fucking King Tutankhamen. Do some comedy with it.
Make this like
it.
A fucking DuckTales episode where it's just.
Yes.
Woo. Like goes, goes off the rails. Yeah. Yeah. I don't. She looks great. I think Q.
She looks amazing.
And to go from this look to what she did on the runway, I mean, great. But like, as a musical performance, it's just high.
It's not. Yeah. I mean, look, they've already made. We've already decided. We want to see every single one of Q's outfits. Yes. That's what they've decided.
Yes.
And they're good outfits.
Yeah.
But she's getting passes that some of the other girls won't. And that's welcome to Drag Race.
Yes, that's true.
Any other thoughts on, again, Plain Jane was good. I thought Tsunami was good too. I like the mean girls of it all.
I think as a trio, this actually was like the strongest and most sort of like everybody was at the same level.
Yeah.
Giving the same level. While the other groups, like somebody was standing out more than the other two.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the day, this is a fun musical. Maybe a bit long, but again, watching Plasma. How the fuck did this bitch sleep? I don't think she slept the night before this, Nico.
Much for her to do, and that's the thing. If I was in a position, I'm like, I don't know if I can take the lead. I'll just, let me do a fun, small part. It's a lot of pressure, but she clearly could do it.
And surprising that the show rewarded her, because I was like, oh, the show's going to give this win to Safira because it could be fun story for Safira, who just lost her immunity, to be like, oh, Safira doesn't need immunity.
I didn't even think about that.
That's kind of what I thought we were going to. And then they did, and I was gagged. Plasma won, which I was like, yeah, she did the most work. But Drag Race rarely rewards the girl who does the most work.
I wonder, too, because like, I do love a Plasma's look, the runway look. It was gorgeous. But then Safira came out and I was like, oh my God. That was also equally stunning. I also
think they tell a story when they line up the girls for the runway. I think whether it's in editing or on the day, don't you kind of feel like they tell a story when they're like, okay, these two unbelievable looks, and then you and your dumpster gutter outfit, you'll go next. Like, they kind of tell a story.
Yeah, they're just like, the two couture looks, okay, go. Next and we have Joanne's fabric.
You ugly little goblin from the trash, you'll go next. fun musical. Snaps to the girls. They did. No one did bad, except for Maya getting the habit on her face, which again.
Oh my God! Forgot about that moment. Oh, see, I love this look so much.
Let us now. The time has come for us to chirp and burp the looks on this runway, Nico. If you like a look, chirp it. If you're not so sure about a look, burp it.
Chirp it. Just chirp.
Like chirp, 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 chirp. Tweet, tweet, tweet. You don't love it so much, you can burp it. Burp. Okay. If you're in the middle, you could murp it. Mm. If it's unbelievable, you could caw-caw.
Okay.
And if it's disgusting, you can belch.
All right.
That's very confusing.
No, yeah. This is good.
Yeah, chirp or burp to keep it simple.
I mean, this is a chirp.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about plasma. Plasma coming out, giving again, and it's thematic. Yeah. It's giving My Fair Lady, Funny Girl, this sort of saffron flower moment with these blood orange roses.
Color for me is what's, you know, making it fierce. Pop a little more. Yeah. Yeah.
It's fierce.
I think if it was in a different color, it actually would have worked as well.
I agree. If it was like a baby blue, I would be like, seen it. We've seen it.
This is so vibrant. So
I love it. Yeah. It's the saffron, the yellow. And again, the pops of this blood orange is like, ooh, wow. Yeah.
The placement of the flowers are perfect. It's not too much.
Yes.
The parasol is and the hat. I mean, it's lovely.
Cunt. It's reminding me of that Sasha Colby finale look that she did in a red number. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
Look how good she looks. You can't deny her. I kind of live when a drag queen is like, you can hate me, but look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like her. Even though they give her the Milhouse edit, I like her. Safira Cristal, holy fucking
this
shit.
This was caca.
This is caca.
Yeah.
Is this a hibiscus? Is that what? No.
It's an orchid.
Okay, it's an orchid. Okay, I don't know my flowers.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you called yourself a homosexual.
bad.
I'm assuming, that's an orchid. It's an orchid,
Yeah. Okay, I mean this green sort of lime underskirt, the white,
the wig,
the stamen wig is unbelievable. The petals, the scale and scope of this, Jesus Christ.
The petals on the back, that's sort of in the at the center of that's, you know, it's a great detail.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's a backpack. Yeah. That is another flower, as if the front wasn't already gagging us enough.
The bust line, the bustier that goes up is like. Oh
my God. And then incredible. The lime, sort of like lime cape to pair it all, to pair that like color. Holy fucking shit.
It's so good.
I fucking shot 8 times in my pants, Nico. Is that okay?
It's okay. We'll allow it.
Thanks. And then they said, okay, gutter cunt, you next. They sent Morphine Love Dion out in the Jessica Simpson collection bell bottoms.
Yeah, I mean so unfair for them to have her come out after Safira just came out in a Mardi Gras outfit, basically.
Exactly. It's not ugly. It's not. Holy shit.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I probably, because what the theme is flowers, right?
Yeah, I can probably buy myself flowers.
I wouldn't have gone this route. Flower child, like, I don't know, like.
I know. It's a bit predict. And they did clocker for the fabric being, you know, not a lined fabric.
If you made the sleeves normal and they weren't such a, like a bell sleeve, and you took out the, gave her just like a normal, took out the headdress, it'd be just like she got that at Ross, you know.
Well, here's what's confusing. Again, on what scale are we chirping or burping this? Are we chirping this because it looks good, or burping it because look at what her sisters brought?
This is a chirp burp. A chirp?
Chirp burp. Are you in the middle? I'm gonna burp it.
I'm gonna burp it. I'm gonna burp this.
I feel you leaning towards burp. You just don't want to say it.
I am leaning towards burp.
You're sweetie. I'm gonna burp it. Yeah. It's not bad, but it's not
just
great.
You can't. Right after Safira came out in that, and then you know, it's just like it's hard to compare the two.
It's hard to compare. Also, maybe just the. The flowers and the seaweed. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to be mean burp. Okay, next. Okay. Actually, we're going to talk about this next look, and you're going to explain to me why Maya Iman LePage is wearing the same hideous pussycat wig from 2 weeks ago. But first, silence, Nico. I feel like taking a break.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring back my break.
We're back.
We're back. Maya am on the page wearing another, it's very Hello Dolly. She's wearing a red rose dress, gown moment thoughts.
Corsety thing.
What do you think?
I don't hate it.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible. I think it reminds me a little too much of the same theme as what Plasma was wearing. You know, it's that sort of like Hello Dolly, funny girlish sort of
era.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, and I think Plasma's sort of like executed that theme better than this look.
I know.
But it's not, I don't hate it. It's not bad.
Not bad. But like the kind of stretch velvet she's wearing isn't, you know, trust me. I buy my drag from Amazon, so I get it. I don't buy nice drag. I buy disgusting drag. But her makeup's a little suspicious today.
That hard glitter cheek.
It's kind of swat. I'm going to burp it because she's making me look at this little pussycat wig, which was ugly the first time. And now I'm seeing it like a week later. I can't.
You're like the bangs. Burp it.
Can't. Dawn. Holy shit. Loved this. What'd you think? Give me the tea.
I thought this was beautiful. It didn't read flower to me.
Oh, okay.
I didn't read the decaying flowers at the bottom, which is, I think, what they were supposed to be as flowers. I am also visually impaired. I'm blind. So, you know, fuck me, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about.
But I get that. I liked it. I liked it because it gave me Devil May Cry, the video game. It gave me a Konami fantasy that I was looking for. It was she got me with the weird color palette.
I think it's a strong look.
I just don't think it fits the assignment.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
So no judgment. Is it a chirp or burp for you?
I mean, it's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp
with
for me.
With a caveat of like, is this flower?
For me, it was flower enough, but again, I don't know flowers, which you so rudely Plain Jane called me out on.
You're like, that's a Gerber daisy.
What is that, a lily? I think this is amazing. I think the wig is weird. I think the makeup's different as
the makeup
she
is
continues
great.
To prove.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, pairing white and red and that sort of like sad blue palette worked for me. Okay, I'm a wedding. I'm a wedding baby. I'm a baby who's also getting married today. What do you think?
I think the gag of the, you know, my wedding dress got sullied. Didn't quite work.
Right.
I think if she just came out in this without trying to do the gag, you know, it would have had the same impact, you know?
Yeah, you're right. It's not ugly at all. It's like the details are really pretty. Her body is gorgeous. Her face looks good. They wanted her dead. A narcoleptic 9-year-old around Freddy Krueger. She was going to die today. She was going to die today, and no one's going to convince me otherwise. Because let's get to it. I don't even think she lost the lip sync, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, hot takes. Okay. I have to chirp this because I don't think it's bad.
I chirp it. Yeah. I'm going to chirp this.
Oh, fuck.
This Nymphia is a wind.
Caca. Caca. What? Except first, I was like, what the fuck are you doing, Nymphia? But I mean, I always trust her. But what is she wearing? I love it. She looks like a lime green moon, and then she sprouts little leaf hands.
It was when the leaf hands came out, I was just like, oh my God.
Over. I stood up at the bar. Yeah. I lost my mind.
Clearly, the artistry is just so, so different.
Oh, it's so cool.
Such a unique and strong voice.
So strong, weird, unique silhouette we've never seen on Drag Race.
Yeah. She's not getting enough love.
No, I mean, I think it's that thing where it's like, it's kind of distracting how good she is. So we just need to like kill some girls before we talk about her. Mm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I just don't want them to do this thing. It's like, oh, you're finally like, you know, coming into your own. Like, no, she's been strong from day one. I hope they don't do that sort of thing with her.
I'm with you. You know. I'm with you. It's something. I'm not going to cry racism yet. I'm not. Not yet. Not yet. But I'm going to hold on to my race card. I'm going to play it like a wild card in Uno. I'm holding on to it because giving every flower on earth.
Yeah, this is great. I thought this was great.
Yeah, really good.
The coloring is, you know, like even though it's monotone, like. I feel like this in a monochromatic scheme worked better than like what Maya did. And you know, like they just wasn't enough variation in the reds that she was trying to do. And this one, like,
I mean, you know, this is breath, really the level of work and like to go to be like, I'm not going to be busy. I'm going to be busy. Plus Max, the streaming service.
Right.
it's wow, it's amazing. And good news is she doesn't have to walk in it.
No.
She has four legs to walk on in this look, which helps her.
I'm going to put stilts on my hands because,
that way they don't have to watch how I walk.
Yeah, exactly.
This was amazing and unbelievable. And I can't believe the amount of work and hours that must have gone into these hand stilts and the makeup. It's all really, it's a caca.
Yeah. And this is so much to it. I'm just like, God, like how many pieces of luggage did you bring with you?
Yeah. I don't understand her brain. She's very good at what she does. Plain Jane. Again, they decided let's embarrass Plain Jane a little bit by putting her after Q.
Yeah.
She's giving Rapunzel with a little doll boy.
Yeah. This was just middle of the road for me.
It was fine.
Her face looks great. It's a very cute silhouette on her. She looks great.
If a queen of size wore it, they would say, ew, fuck you.
Is this the strongest look on the runway? Skinny. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. It's pretty though, so.
It's pretty plain, Jane.
I'm going to chirp it.
You're going to chirp it? I'm going to...
Burp it. What do you want to do?
No. I mean, like, it's just middle of the road for me. So I'm going to chirp it with a U. You know?
Okay, good. You can merp it. Merp's right down the middle.
There you go. Merp.
Okay, I'll join you for a merp. Whatever, girl. Next, Tsunami. This was cute. Did it give you flower?
Yeah. I don't know if it read as flower, but it was all right.
It was I, again, hurt, but after you saw every other girl do what she did, it was like,
I like the idea that she's trying to say with the cellophane is the, you know, but like, I don't know if that quite read in what she was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. But hair's beautiful. Yeah. Mug's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm torn.
I am torn. I'm gonna merp it.
I guess it is another merp.
It's a merp for me.
It's not because it's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's not.
Yeah. I just compared to the other.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. Her and Plain Jane can merp as they fucking suck together.
Yeah.
Plain holds on to her immunity potion. We got to talk to Zeke about this because they're not doing the immunity quite effectively enough. to make it as thrilling as it is in Survivor.
Yeah, you got to talk to Zeke sometimes. He has a lot more opinions on the gameplay of Drag Race.
We'll have him on very soon. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Get the husband combo up on this pod.
Okay.
So let's see. There's not much more happening. We've got some critiques. We've got some drama. Plasma wins this episode. Did you agree or did you feel someone else should have won?
No, I thought Plasma should have won. I think, you know, like obviously her biggest competition that night was Safira based on the way they performed the musical and the looks. But, you know, like she did do more work in the musical. So I think that's what edged her out over Safira. But if they had given it to Safira, like nobody would have questioned it. It'd be like
no one would have questioned.
Yeah.
So Dawn is safe. Nymphia is safe.
Nymphia should have been in the top three, I think.
She absolutely should have been because with Dawn, Tsunami, Plane, and Nymphia, they're all called safe. Yeah. But Nymphia should have been in the top. They should have said, bitch, you fucking turned that pine cone so hard.
I guess maybe like Q just edged her out just, you know, like a little bit, but like, I don't know, like, I think
that's bullshit. Upsets me. We've had so much Q story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think they really liked her look. I know Q's look was unbelievable. I'll give
her
that.
It was really great, but like, I mean,
unbelievable.
Nymphia's was, I thought, equally.
Yeah, okay. I think we got more Nymphia coming soon. Next week is Snatch Game. Holy shit.
Nico. Oh, yeah, that's going to be...
Holy shit.
That one, I'm curious because I feel like that's, you know, that's also a really good barometer of what the queens could do, you know, like how far they can take, you know, their talent and artistry because it's, I don't know, it's obviously an iconic challenge and...
Fully.
It'd be nice to see them, you know, sort of do something different that's not, you know, like choreographed or, you know, that's not a number.
It's going to be interesting. Oh, no. I already know Maya Do we know page is going home.
Do we know, like, who they're doing from, like, the preview?
No. Let's clock it. Let's see if we can clock any of them. But in the meantime, Plasma wins. Wow, the most work was rewarded. What a gag. Mm-hmm. I probably would have given it to Safira just because. And we have a bottom two, which Morphine almost gets in the bottom two, if I'm not mistaken, but she's called safe at the last moment.
Yes.
And we have our Maya V Megami lip sync. No one did bad. I'm wondering if there's anyone else I would put in the bottom over her.
I feel like these two were,
they wanted Megami dead is really period. Yeah,
it really felt like they were just over her and like, let's get her out of there.
Yeah, again, because I mean, like, I don't even her, the I don't know what the critique was, you could have done more, which is a fair critique, but so could have so many of them.
Yeah.
I feel
like they're just sort of like taking out the queens who aren't good television, right?
Period,
and
yeah.
One by one, you know, like, they're like, oh my God, my sister, okay, TV. And, you know, obviously, like, Mia is like, the quiet one. So, you know, I think she's maybe on her way out because they're not getting much out of her.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's the tea.
TV. Yeah.
That's the tea. So then we have our lip sync to Miley Cyrus's Flowers, Bali. I think this is a fun song to lip sync to. What'd you think?
That's good. It's good. And I got to say, like, you know, Megami was, she was serving the emotions.
She served the emotion.
Yeah.
The critique is she always serves that emotion, but my hot take, and I don't know if anyone's going to agree with me, I thought she kind of did a better job than Maya because I kind of thought Maya was a mess a bit. Like, talk to me. Yeah. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I absolutely see what you're saying. I thought that Megami, like, definitely, like, you know, emoted the song better and gave more of a... you know, a more of a, yeah, sort of like an emotional performance, you know, really acted the song, I guess is what, you know, what I was trying to say. And then, you know, and then Mia went her sort of like route of, you know, let's
not
give
Mia
bells and whistles. And
yeah,
you know, she didn't do flips, but she gave him,
She joins an elite group of girls who took the shoes off and stayed to tell the tale.
And I thought when they were like, "Oh, she's taking her shoes off," I thought I was like, "Oh, is it over for her?"
And we got to talk about the slip and slide. What'd you think? I did not like the slip and slide, but a lot of people I was with at the bar loved the slip and slide. I mean, I get it's a stunt. A stunt's a stunt.
Yeah.
But I was like, what, girl?
You know, sure.
Yeah.
It's not like, yeah. For me, it was like.
We're watching the slip and slide.
Yeah, slip and slide.
I hope it starts a movement of more slip and slides. Like, you know, now, dips and shablams became a thing. Do you think slip and slides will become a thing?
They're just going to do like, maybe they'll do a slip and slide challenge.
Yeah. I don't know. This was wild. I almost was like, send them both home. I don't know about this. This is weird. I wasn't sold on this. I think we deserved a slightly better lip sync from this song, but I think they're both good performers. I think they just decided Maya staying because they decided.
Yeah.
They decided. Yeah.
No, I get it. I think this was a decision of like, well, maybe Maya's going to give us better television next week. But they're just sort of getting rid of the people who aren't.
If she does Cher next week on the Snatch Game, that will redeem everything.
Oh my God. They should do, an all Cher challenge, right?
Or did that they, would be yeah. so iconic.
Or did they already in the season? They didn't? No.
No, they didn't all share runway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
But anyway, we get a lot of share. Okay, Snatch Game. I'm trying to see if we'll see anybody's impersonations. Okay. I think I'm seeing Amelia Earhart. Yes, that's totally an Amelia Earhart from Q.
Okay.
Okay, we got an Amelia Earhart. Okay. Okay, Maya M on the page looks to be Trina's cousin Shaquita.
Shaquita. I don't know who that is.
Okay. Someone's Anna Delvey. Is someone Anna Delvey? What is this?
That is Delvey.
Is that what? That's what it says, right? It says Delvey.
Yeah.
It looks like Morphine is.
Okay.
Or someone I don't know. It looks like it says Anna Delvey.
Anna Delvey is a great character to do uh-huh. for Snatch Game because even though you. Somebody doesn't know who she is, just sort of like the accent and the ridiculousness of
that
the
is
character.
Funny. I'm Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
You cannot talk to me that way.
Give me your Anna Delvey.
Is that via pair? Yeah, it's not via pair. I mean, Anna Delvey just sounds like Martin Short from Fall of the Bride.
Bitch, you better fucking work. That is so fuck. On the money.
Yeah, I was just at a manual. Let's talk about a cock.
Safira is James Brown. Okay. I think she'll do okay. You know, whatever. Now, who the hell is playing fucking Jane on this day? Why does she look like Katya? Why does she look like Katya?
Okay, is she going to do a Katya? I can't see that. Ooh.
Oh, hold on. Let me turn off the captions. We're doing some detective work right now that literally involves zooming like we're on NCIS. We're zooming, turning captions off. So... what the hell is that? Is she some sort of Russian person?
Yeah.
It looks like it says Teresa Caparessa.
She's probably going to be like, I'm doing a very famous Russian influencer name. I don't know. I don't like it when they do obscure people. I'm just like, we've done 16 seasons of this show. If people do not learn the lessons of A, you're going to sew at some point. So learn how to fucking sew. Mm-hmm. B, you're gonna have to do Snatch Game if you're afforded enough. And it's very obvious that Rue doesn't really like these obscure, you know, people that she doesn't know. Like,
yes.
Yeah. The name of the game is Make Rue Laugh. If you make her laugh, you're gonna go far. And a lot of people.
She doesn't know who the fuck this Russian person is.
Yeah.
Nivea's doing Jane Goodall.
Jane Goodall.
It looks like.
Okay.
And we'll see if she slays it or not. The edit gave us the classic Binky Bunky Punk, which makes me think she could kill it. We don't know.
Yeah. Jane Goodall, I think, is also a good choice because, like, nobody really knows what Jane Goodall sounds like. They just know her as, you know, sort of
weird.
This primate gorilla scientist person. So there's a lot to play with that. 100%.
I'd be curious to see. Even if she does bad, she's not going to go home. They'll make her safe, or she'll save herself. Now, who the fuck is this?
Wait, I can't see. Name.
Is that Dawn?
Megan McCain.
Dawn doing Megan McCain?
Megan McCain.
Wow. Oh, that, Lord. That could be funny.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a cunty story about her.
Of course. Like, please, not, my not, God. Not, thank not on you. This.
I will tell you.
Oh, fuck. After. Okay, good. Later.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's this episode. Another week of Drag Race. Nico, you're the most fucking fun person.
I
love you so much. And I'm so glad we get to be dumb homosexuals together.
Let's remind us.
Let's go hang out.
I was gonna say let's get dim sum soon, please.
I want that. Yeah. Let's do it. I'm gonna text you after
craving.
This and actually
I've had a craving. Yeah.
And we're gonna put it on the books. To get some buns in your mouth. oh, shit. So where can we support you? Remind us one more time where we can find you and support you.
I'm on Instagram at Nico Santos. I am going to be doing stand-up on the road in March. March 15th, I'm in Seattle. March 17th, I'm in Portland. And March 20th, I'm at the Independent in San Francisco.
Oh my God, Nico, I just have to say, Nico, I met Nico when you were doing stand-up. You have to go watch Nico do stand-up. Listeners, you're not ready. You're not ready because Nico doesn't fucking slay. He burns the building down. You know how to fucking trap an audience in your taint and suffocate them with laughter.
Kill them with my taint?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Go watch Nico. We'll put that link below as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you to
I love you.
Beats. Till next time, my dears. Oh, wait, I forgot to read a review. Let's read a review. If you like Drag Her Podcast, give us a 5-star review on the pod. Follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. You can give us a nice or mean review. I don't give a shit. Here's one from Lions. 5 stars, what a treat. It says, in the words of Maya Iman LePage, this podcast is great. Thank you, Lions. We fucking love you to bits. Keep those reviews coming and stay tuned for my UKV The World 2 coverage. We're doing rants to cover that shit. Ooh, baby. And till next time, let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.